Here we are in retirement, me and Grammy back here.
I like the NBA, but, you know, we were able to see Michael Jordan.
The retirement is the best time alive.
And plus, we won a typewriter at the Utah Stars game in 1970-something.
Welcome back, sport holders. It's time for Tailgate Tales with Grammy and Poppy, now on the Andy Thompson Show.
Hey, buddy. Welcome back. Grammy and Poppy Show is brought to you by our good friends at Bucks Ace Hardware. Check out Bucks Ace, 3 Southern Utah locations all around Southern Utah. And I can't tell you how many times I run into somebody and they say, "Hey, Andy, I heard you on the Grammy and Poppy Show last week. You did a pretty good job." And it's one of our favorite segments every week. And especially now that they've got the Chicago skyline in the background of their Zoom, they've upped their production value, and we're all enjoying it. So how are you guys doing?
Doing great. Yeah, we're trying to boost up our program a little bit, get you a more national kind of audience.
Yes. Yeah, I was up at the Weber State tournament, and I can't remember if it was Denny Hadley, one of the ushers, or somebody who was talking about your guys' show and how great it is every week. So
yeah, that's great. Yeah. That's very good.
So what's new?
Well, Grammy's going to tell about some of her medical procedures. We've been going to the doctors. We had all these scans. She's had an upper GI and a lower. I mean, she's had a complete workup.
Okay, well, give us the rundown of your charts, Grammy.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm doing really well. And Poppy goes with me to my doctor's appointment and has to wait for me and stuff. So he knows everything, don't you?
Yeah, clean bill of health, 76 years old. And everybody can see how nice she looks on the outside.
Yeah.
But I'm the only one that really knows, because I've seen the pictures and the scopes and stuff. So I can testify that she is just squeaky clean on the inside, too. No problems at all.
Well, we at Town Square Media insist on a physical for long-term contractual things like this to just know how long we're able to count on you guys. So that's good to hear.
We can provide a certification if you need it.
Very good. That's great.
Well, I wanted to lead off the sports section of this show by talking about these college blowouts. I mean, the 3 Utah schools, and I imagine Weber too, recently have just, I mean, they were competitive for a while, and then they were just getting, I mean, I looked at the score of the Utah game. This was played at the Huntsman Center. They were behind like 50-20 in the first half.
Yeah, I guess we kind of expect that from Utah, but when BYU starts getting blown out, I don't know what to think.
Yeah, and so I see the score, and I go on, because of your promotion of the Cougar Board, I go on the Cougar Board and look at these poor saps and the misery that they are, and I just think, man, I'm glad I'm not as miserable as they are. That must be terrible.
Yeah, it's got to be one of their worst seasons ever. It can all be redeemed if they can go to the Final Four of the NIT. But no, I'm just kidding. I feel bad for this AJ guy, because he's a great kid. He's totally committed. He plays great. The problem is, it's just kind of an NBA-style team where they just kind of isolate a lot and go one-on-one. They don't have any players around him. So it's a disaster.
Of course, I'm sure you probably covered this already. The news out that I'm seeing back here in the Midwest on our local feed is that AJ's thinking about coming back, that he doesn't want to jump into the NBA. He likes BYU. The money there is fine. And so he's thinking about coming back. And now they've signed another guy, right?
Yes. They got another 5-star kid. That would be great. I hope that he does do that. I don't think there's any way that he does do it, but it was a nice thing for him to say. And it would be great if they could keep him around another year with this new guy they got. And there was a faction of BYU fans saying, no, getting the best players in the country every year, AJ's just an aberration. That's not going to happen every season. And it looks like it might, based on this new guy they just got, who's top 5 or whatever in the country.
Now, where's he from? Is he a East Coast guy? What do you know about him?
I don't know anything about him. I don't know. Larry, can you look that up before the end of the segment?
Well, as we're talking about that, about AJ coming back, I also heard some good news that some of these Utah NIL guys are thinking that they maybe are going to come back too, that they aren't going to go into the draft. And so this may be a whole
They're
thing
not going to
now.
go to Uzbekistan until after another
Oh,
year.
man. Yeah, it's got to be tough to be a Utah fan these days. Well,
We're rooting for Alex Jensen, and
yeah.
I think Utah fans are taking a lot of joy in at least mocking BYU, and BYU fans have kind of got to take it. I think there's a lot of them who are saying, "No, you guys are overblowing how much we're actually paying these guys this year. We're not paying them that much." But I think if you're a BYU fan, there's nothing you can do but take the beating you're getting from these pathetic Utah fans who have no joy in their lives, who are just
That's
giving it to
right.
you.
Yeah, the only joy you have as a Utah fan is to mock BYU. That's the only joy you can have. Well, Grammy and I were going to come out. We're flying out to Utah for our siblings' cruise. We're going to cruise around Box Elder County and see all the people up there. It's going to be a great trip. And then after that, we're going to drive over to Colorado because I think Grammy's heard that maybe some of your boys are coming with you over to Castle Rock. So tell
That's
about
right.
that, Grammy.
Yeah, Grammy, take it
Yes, my
away.
plan, yes, is to just play with them and do whatever I can because I don't get to see you every day like I would like to. So
Incredible.
I'm excited.
I think we're going to
We're
stop
kind
and
of
pick up
on
a
a
drum set. I think on the way over in our rental car, we're going to pick up a little drum
Yes.
set.
Cow on the drums. How about
Yeah. I
that?
didn't send the video version on purpose. I just sent a still shot because his rhythm needs a little work before he gets an audience. But yeah, little Cal was playing drums. We were watching a Beatles thing last night.
Yeah, well, he doesn't need to practice too much to be in Jam Sandwich. I think he's right up there with all the other great drummers that we've had in that
Much like a lot of these great bands, the drummer turnover is about every year or so, and you can go through the line of great drummers that have been through our family band.
That's right.
But
That's right.
true.
Well, yeah, we are looking forward to the extravaganza and having this big first full weekend
Yes.
on TV. I mean, we feel very special. Shane's got several TVs there. We're going to be able to watch all the games simultaneously, and we're going to just watch them on TV. I guess the days are gone when you actually go to the first round games. Like, are you too young to remember when we'd go to Weber State and see North Carolina State come in, North Carolina, Dean Smith, all these guys come to Weber State to play in the first round of the
Yes.
NCAA. You're too young to do
I don't
that.
know if I was involved in those or not. I have no memory. I remember going to some games in Kentucky way later on than that for Sweet 16 or whatever that we did.
Yeah.
But I haven't been to a lot of tournament games. And I know, like you were saying the other time, Weber State was always getting these great matchups, and of course Utah would host and stuff like that.
And I don't even know. I guess everything is in these big venues now so that they can get like Vegas. This tournament that Vegas is going to be having, this conference tournament next weekend, this coming weekend or next weekend, I guess, when you guys are all going to be there, right? You're going to go back to back conference tournaments and then NCAA.
Who's taking care of my grandchildren?
Well, Shane is bringing his kids, so we're gonna lean on Malin
Oh,
and
yeah.
some of these other people to take care of the kids.
Oh, very
Because
good.
Grammy isn't going to be there for that
No,
one, right?
But yeah, it is Vegas is great, and I wish the Big 12 would have their tournament in every conference tournament, in my opinion, should be in Vegas instead of Kansas City or whatever. But the Mountain West tournament will be great. We're hoping the Aggies can make a run. Of course, WAC Vegas at the Orleans is going to be a big deal this year because Utah Tech is making a run at March Madness, and the WCC, I think, is probably still there. So that's going to be a fun weekend too down in
Now, we decided, I think, quite conclusively that football shouldn't have these conference championship games. There's no reason to have those. But basketball, you probably want those, right? You want the conference tournaments for small conferences that just have one seed. You don't want their regular conference winner to just go. You
No.
want to have a tournament so everybody
No,
has hope.
we don't want a tournament.
You don't want a tournament in the WAC?
We don't want a tournament in the WAC. If you're a one bid conference, I think that it kind of makes the regular season completely pointless. You're playing for 3 months, and then it just comes down to whoever wins in the three-day tournament you have in Vegas. So I'm against that for little conferences. For the big ones, the Big Ten and the ACC, who are going to get 15 teams in anyway, go ahead and play a conference tournament. That's fine. But it bugs me.
I guess I would say, why would you play that even? I mean,
that's pointless too. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, you're playing, all these teams are going to get in. They're going to just wear out. They're going to be beating each other up. They play each other four times during the year already.
And the top teams usually don't even give their best effort to try to. Kansas always tanks in the conference tournament every year in the Big 12. And
that's even a bad thing, because then you've got, all right, the Big 12, they're going to have some team that's down in the middle of the rankings going to play pretty well. So they're just going to take one more spot in the big tournament.
Yes, yes. So I'm against all of them, especially the ones where it's a one-bid conference. Like last year in the WAC, you've got Utah Valley, who wins the regular season. And then, of course, they lose to Grand Canyon in the conference tournament, don't get to go. So I hate when that happens. It invalidates the whole regular season every year.
Yeah, well, I hope Utah Tech can do something here. Yeah. And it sounds like maybe the regular season for them, this big game against is it Southern Utah or UVU they play?
UVU. They just lost to Southern Utah last Saturday on the road.
All right.
Hard to win on the road in the WAC.
Yeah.
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 But you got to win your home games.
Yeah, apparently it's not so hard to win in the Big 12. I mean, people come into BYU and win, and they come into Utah and don't even bring all their players. Yeah. Okay. Well, I would just want to make one more comment here about these tournaments.
Yeah.
I've seen on our family thread, there's this big deal about everybody coming. I mean, I think Jace is coming from Montana and bringing his kids down to Vegas to watch the Utah State conference tournaments. And then all of my grandkids and our kids are going there. And that's the weekend of the 14th and 15th.
Yeah.
And then, so that everybody goes, hotels, travel and everything. And then the next week, I'll go to Colorado.
Yeah.
And then the next week, I think they go someplace else. And I'm just saying, Baba and I, when we had kids, we would save all winter. We're going to have the Olympics in St. George in February. We didn't go anywhere after like September. We stayed home. We raised our kids. We worked. We had jobs. We stayed home and saved our money. We went on one little weekend trip. Kids, you guys, you're going like two or three times a month somewhere.
Yes. Well, what you're failing to recognize is my family's on a Make-A-Wish program with Grammy. So the reason why we're able to come to Denver is because of the endorsement of Matthews Middle School and everything that Grammy has done for us. So we appreciate the charity, and she's made a great life for my family. All right, that's Grammy and Poppy. Was that the final thing?
Yeah, that's it. I just wanted to tell you how great your life is.
It is a great life. Yeah, we'll see you out in Denver, and let's see. We'll probably have a Grammy and Poppy segment before we come out to Denver. Maybe we'll do it earlier in the week next week or something like that. But we look forward to it every week.
Yeah, that'd be great. We want to talk about whatever happens this week in sports, sure.
Okay, maybe we'll do it on Tuesday or something. Okay, thanks, Grammy. Congratulations on all of your exams and stuff like that. We'll talk to you again next time.
All right.
All right.
See you later.
Quick break. Back with more right after this.